14 science labs aboard this ship. The finest equipment and computers in the galaxy.
It's another great weekend right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Okay, so you found another name for the new Explorer?
Well, just thinking, yeah, I went to thesaurus.com.
See, my thing was, and we talked about this in the break, you know, are they planning on changing their search engine name from Bing to something else?
I don't think so.
If they aren't, then I would say maybe you do some play on words so that they automatically are led to using that search engine,
right,
which is called Bing.
What do you mean? Yeah.
So maybe you call the new Explorer Bada Boom Bada. And then so then they go, hey Joey, you need to school this, go to Bada Boom Bada and use Bing. So go to Bada Boom Bada Bing and see if Lefty over there is online with his new website. You know what I'm saying? So you get the New York East Coast people.
That's cool.
Really, really.
That's cool.
Embedded into the new
Bada Boom Bada.
Yes. Bada Boom Bada. And then you sync it with Bing. It's included. Bing's included with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I had a little more.
I had a little more.
What I did was not quite so free form. I went to thesaurus.com.
You cheated.
Looked up Explorer and looked up for, you know, synonyms to Explorer. Sure. And there's a few. They don't list a whole lot of them, but there's some derivatives from the synonyms that I looked up.
Voyager.
You know, among the synonyms, that's one of them.
Voyager.
That's one of them. That is one. Or as Captain Kirk found out, V'ger.
Yes, that's true.
But adventurer, experimenter, pathfinder, pilgrim, pioneer, searcher, seeker, traveler, inquisitive person. Those are the synonyms.
Inquisitive person.
For explorer. Now, under each of those, like they took those synonyms and then they look for synonyms of those synonyms. Under adventurer, you've got things like charlatan, daredevil, entrepreneur, explorer, which leads full circle there. Fortune hunter, voyager, which you just mentioned. Wanderer, which, you know, when you think about how many of us use the web,
that would be
might be appropriate.
But do you want to stay in the same theme as explorer or totally break out?
Well, no, this I think is a more...
Why don't you do...
Well, this
opposite.
Is a more... this is a more assertive... Look, people aren't going to put backtrack and realize the logic here. They're not going to care.
Oh, that's true.
They're not going to think about it, right? But I'm thinking if they could do this, and it's kind of an in-your-face, kind of a truthful, accurate kind of thing, because, you know, and it goes back to the Bing thing, too, where, mm-hmm. you know, what's Microsoft trying to do? They're trying to make money, right? I mean, isn't that what all this is about?
Yes.
We provide you this software. We provide you this feature. We provide you this ability, and then we get paid as the result. Mercenary.
Oh, yeah, that would work.
That's
well.
My pick.
That would really...
Microsoft
that
Mercenary.
That would be awesome.
That fits the evil empire, doesn't it?
What if you use some other... Maybe another
there's
military...
There's Venturer. There's Pirate. Pirate. Most people are stealing Microsoft software anyway. Opportunist. That doesn't have the ring. I like Mercenary. Starts with an M, so Microsoft Mercenary. It just fits to me. It fits with what they do.
I still say bada boom bada. That's it for me, baby.
All right, let's move on to
yes,
another
please.
One of Google's. You know, we talked about Google's tablet project in a couple of segments back. There's another one that's interesting, and this is, you know, I talked about how sometimes I get tired of sort of just the ongoing, you know, just pursuit of entertainment. It just seems like all the new technologies, just more and more and more and more immersive entertainment. And I'm looking for something that maybe is a little more practical. Mm-hmm. And the Google X Lab is apparently, and this has not been confirmed by Google, but they've got a very small, apparently only four people. That's small. And secretive, although, you know, we're talking about it, so it can't be too secret. Team working on very advanced battery technology. And I got to tell you something, of all the things that's going on, gigabit internet, 4K displays, immersive, you know, nonstop, while you're on the toilet, entertainment media. I mean, you know, all of these self-driving cars, you name the technology, I think that this is the most important. Because when you think about where the bottleneck is in terms of us moving things forward, the next big leap, it's battery technology.
True.
I mean, just this last week, Chevrolet talked about killing the Volt project, and one of the reasons they had to kill it is because they just couldn't make it go far enough. Mm-hmm. That was one of the big things. 40 miles ain't enough, especially if you don't live in the city. You know, if you live in San Francisco, if you live in New York, if you live in Boston, maybe a Volt makes sense. You live in Idaho, you live in New Mexico, you live in Tucson, Arizona. 40 miles barely gets you from one side of the valley to the other.
Mm-hmm. True.
You can't make your way back home. So this, I think, is a very promising project, and I hope that they're really able to figure out some way of making the battery technology the next generation. Tesla's really counting on it. It's a big part of what Tesla does in terms of their research and development. Isn't necessarily automotive technology. It's battery technology. Now it happens to be used in their automobiles, mm-hmm. but their big push with Tesla is we have, you know, in order to take it to the next level, we have got to improve battery technology. It's been a very, very slow process. I mean, we're talking about battery technology not having a major, major leap forward since, you know, the first part of the 20th century, nearly 100 years ago. In fact, some of the battery technology that we still, that's really a mainstay for us in our current time, directly related. You know, look at all the batteries in all the cars. Almost exactly the same as they. You know, construction techniques have improved.
Yep.
Manufacturing techniques have improved. Costs have been reduced dramatically. In many cases, weight has been reduced. But still, there's no fundamental big leap. And Google, the Google X Lab is hoping to come up with that. They've got a former Apple employee by the name of Dr. Ramesh Bhardwaj, who's a battery expert that they've employed. He's left Apple. He's gone with Google and is looking to improve battery technology. Now, of course, their battery technology, they're talking about really, really small scale, something that would really benefit the users of something like Google Glasses. But, depending on what they come up with and how big a deal it is and what the details are, it could very well translate into larger scale stuff that would benefit Tesla and other applications. I mean, nowadays, if you're, you know, a lot of people are looking at going off the grid and being really autonomous, and they're building windmills and they've got generators and they're doing this stuff. Got a friend in Belize. Got a couple dozen acres out in the middle of the jungle, literally. No electricity. Sophisticated generator technology. You know what they use? Iron batteries. Iron battery. Now, we're talking about technology that literally does go back 100, 125 years. But because of the way they utilize it, because of the costs involved, and because of the longevity necessary, that's the best technology that's available now to utilize powering their plantation, their property. But it's literally 125-year-old, maybe more, technology. And it's interesting because they actually buy it from the Edison company. So it's interesting. We'll continue to stay on this, the Google X Battery Lab. We'll take your calls at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK, right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Guaranteed geek-free radio. Yes, this means you, fat boy.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.